Back page of our hymn sheet, there's the children's songs. So I'd like to know if somebody has another song here. One of the boys or girls? Just anybody. How about singing number 40? That's a good favorite. Jesus Loves Me.
Loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong.
All right, another hymn. Who has one? I know you boys and girls like to sing. Okay, we'll get him next. What's this one? 46, and what was the boy over here? Huh? 41? 46 first, and then we'll sing 41. Good.
The throne of God in heaven will many children sing. Children whose sins are all forgive, will heavenly anthems bring, singing glory, glory, glory be to God.
Now let's sing one more before we pray. It's number 8. This was a favorite when I was a boy, and I think it's probably a favorite of a lot of you boys and girls too. Number 8, Shall We Gather at His Coming?
Gather at His Coming.
And look to the Lord. I'd like to say again before I start that there's some boys and girls back in the back there that I'd like to come up a little closer. There's still some seats up here. A little later I'm going to show a picture here, and I don't know if you can see way back there, so come right up if you can't see back there. Singing about the Lord's coming in that last hymn, and that's just about what I'd like to talk about this morning, about the Lord's coming, because we've had quite a bit about it in these meetings, and we know that the Lord's coming is getting really close. When we talk about His coming, we really mean His second coming. But before I talk about His second coming, I want to talk a little bit about His first coming. And which boy or girl can tell me, why did He come the first time? Why did the Lord Jesus come the first time? What do you say? To die. To die. That's right. And who can give me a verse for that? Because it's important to have the Word of God for what we say. Anybody think of a verse that tells us why the Lord came the first time? What do you say? Very good. That's John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I'm thinking of another verse, and I'm going to start it and see if you can finish it, one of you boys or girls. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that... Who knows the rest? Right. That Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. That isn't all. What's the rest? Of whom I am chief. Who wrote that? The Apostle Paul wrote that. And you know, the Spirit of God told him to write that he was the chief of sinners. But I like that first part. This is a faithful saying. That means that it's really true and worthy of all acceptation. You know, a lot of people know about the Lord Jesus. A lot of people have heard about the Lord Jesus, just like you boys and girls have heard about Him in your homes, in your Sunday schools. You've heard about Him. But that's just not exactly what this verse says. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. That means that it's worthy that every boy and every girl that's seated in this room this morning receive it, because it won't do you any good to know all about it unless you receive it. I want to tell you a little story what happened, what Mr. Valderrama down in Peru told me what happened one time. He said he knew a lady that was really sick. She was real sick, and he took her to the hospital. And the doctor says, "Well, I'm going to give you some medicine. You'll have to buy this medicine, and that'll help her get well again." Well, Mr. Valderrama, he bought the medicine and gave it to the lady. Says, "Here's the medicine." You know, she didn't take any of the medicine. And a little later on, she died. The medicine would have helped her, but she didn't take it. She didn't receive it. And that's what's going to happen in a similar manner. Boys and girls, if you don't receive it, it's not enough just to know all about the Lord Jesus. It's fine to come to the Sunday school, and it's wonderful that you learn the verses and sing the songs, but that's not enough. You've got to receive it for yourself by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, saying He died for me. That's really important. We receive it for ourselves. That poor lady died. She had the medicine right in her house. She could have got well, but she died. Well, now, that's the first part of the coming of the Lord Jesus. But, like we said, there's the second coming of the Lord Jesus. The Lord came once, but He's going to come again. And when He comes again, do you think He's going to come to save? What do you think? What do you think? Right. He's going to take us up to heaven. And then afterwards, He's going to come and He's going to judge this world. And you know, I want to just talk real briefly about these two parts of the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus is coming again, and He might come today. And that's why you boys and girls have parents that have brought you here to listen to the Word of God. Because they don't want you left behind when the Lord comes. They want you to go too. And so that's why they brought you here to listen to the Word of God. You know, I was telling some folks about a little girl up in the mountains of Peru. She's about 13 years old. Is there any girls 13 here? I suppose they're sitting back a little farther. But this little girl, she had been coming to the meetings. She got saved for about 2 whole years, all by herself. Her father and her mother didn't believe the gospel. And just before I left this last time, I went up there and she was so happy. Her father and her mother had come and received the Lord Jesus too as their Savior. Well, it's a little bit different in your case. Your father and mother have probably believed the gospel for many years, and they've brought you that you might be saved. I wonder if you're saved. Just ask yourself that in your own heart. Are you saved? Are you saved? Are you ready for the Lord's coming? Now I want to read a part in 1 Thessalonians 4. Those who have Bibles can turn to it. That tells us about the first part of the Lord's coming. Like was said, the Lord is coming to take us to be with Himself. Is that to take everybody to be with himself? Huh? Is the Lord, when he comes again, is he going to take everybody to heaven? Who knows? What do you think? Who is he going to take to heaven? Those who believe, isn't that right? Just those who have put their trust in the Lord Jesus. Those who have received the gospel in their own hearts. Well, now it tells us about these people, these that have believed in verse 14 of 1 Thessalonians 4. It says, "For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." Now it talks about two different kinds of people here. Oh, or I should say, talks about those who are living and those who have died, believing in the Lord Jesus. Now, this is a very important thing. When the Lord Jesus comes in the clouds of heaven to call us, he's going to give that shout. We're going to hear that voice of the archangel and the trump of God. And we're not going to be changed first. First, something's going to happen in the graveyards. All those people, all those brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus that died and they put their bodies in the grave, they're going to rise first. And then every boy and every girl and every older person here too that has believed in the Lord Jesus, if the Lord comes right now, is going to be changed and caught up to meet the Lord in the air. And how long do you think it'll take? Twinkling of an eye. You know, in the Spanish Bible it says shutting and an opening of the eye. Every once in a while your eye shuts and opens, doesn't it? Just think, one of these times your eye shuts and opens again, maybe you'll see the Lord Jesus if you believed on him. And if you're here and you haven't believed on him, maybe one of these times your eye shuts and opens, you'll find that everybody that believed in the Lord Jesus here is gone. Gone. You won't be able to find, if you haven't believed in the Lord Jesus and you've rejected the gospel, you won't be able to find your father and your mother. It won't do any good to pray then. No, the door will have been shut like we heard last night. Be too late. And that's why we're here this morning, boys and girls. It's really important that you believe the gospel right now. Right now. Like Mr. Wakefield was saying last night, you know, when you're out playing and you see some big old dark clouds coming up and you hear the thunder start to roll and the lightning flashing, you go inside the house, I think, don't you? You go where there's cover, where there's protection from the storm. And you know, the storm is coming on this world. It's going to be a terrible storm that's going to come. And I want to read you just a little bit of what's going to happen in this world. When the Lord comes and takes everybody out, what's going to happen in this world? Because God's judgment is going to start to fall on this poor, poor world. It's going to start to fall. And I want to read a verse or two in Matthew. Matthew 24. Matthew 24, here's telling us about what's going to happen just after the Lord comes to take all his own home. And we can see the beginnings of some of these things just today. Verse 6, it says, "Ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet." We haven't seen war in this country, but there's a lot of war in this world. There's a lot of war, and there's a lot of people talking about other wars. And then, verse 7, "For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines." You know what a famine is? Who can tell me what a famine is? What do you say? Yeah, there's hardly any food. There's no food to eat. You know, when I was down in South America, I saw in the paper that over in Asia, there's one country that 100,000 people are dying because they don't have enough food. And that there's danger that 300,000 more people are going to die because there's not enough food. Sometimes we're not very thankful for the food we get, are we? But there's a lot of people dying in the world because there's not enough food. We're seeing the beginnings of these things. And it says, and pestilences, means there's a lot of disease, and earthquakes in divers places. You know, there's been a lot of earthquakes. Down in Peru, not in 1970, there's a great big mountain about 20,000 feet high. Down at the bottom of this mountain was a whole lot of people. There was a town called Yungay. And this town had about 20,000 people. That's, there was 800 here this morning, it would be about 25 times that many people. About 25 times as many people as could about fit in this room. You know, come up part of that mountain, slid down, and just covered that whole city. 20,000 people died just like that. Ah, the Lord is warning. The Lord is warning that the Lord is coming. He's coming. And it's not very long. And he's going to come, boys and girls. And that's the importance of being ready when he comes. You know, down in Peru, just before I left, the week that I left, a boy who I had known and who had been baptized, who had got baptized at the conference in Lima last July, he died. But he was trusting the Lord Jesus. And when he died, he was put in that grave. And their poor father and mother, he wasn't very old, he was just 17. None of you up here are 17, but back there, in the back more. But father and the mother were really sad. Their boy had died. But you know, the father and mother believed in the Lord Jesus too. And we could tell the father and mother, you know, it's not going to be very long. And you're going to see your boy again. The Lord Jesus is going to come and raise him up and take him to be with himself. And since you have believed in the Lord Jesus too, you're going to see him too. Well, what a comfort that is. Maybe you have relatives, grandmother or grandfather that has died, or someone else in your family that's died. Well, if you believe in the Lord Jesus and they believed in the Lord Jesus, you're going to see him again. But what a terrible thing to be left in this poor world when the Lord comes. Now I want to read one place in Revelation, one or two places, that tell about the terror of the people when the judgments start to fall on this poor world. And that's why we're pleading with you boys and girls that if you aren't saved yet, that you get saved today. Don't even wait till this afternoon. You're sitting in your chair right there. Just lift your heart up to the Lord and tell Him that you want to be saved if you haven't done it yet. In the 6th chapter of Revelation, I just want to read one part here, the 12th verse. Revelation 6:12 says, "And I beheld, when he had opened the sixth seal, lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of the heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs, when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heavens departed as a scroll when it is rolled together. And every mountain and island were moved out of their place. And the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men and the chief captains and the mighty men and every bondman and every freeman hid themselves in the dens and the rocks of the mountains and said to the mountains and the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand?" Who shall be able to stand? Think of it. Those people are going to be so scared when the day of the wrath of the Lamb comes. They're going to find caves and they're going to say, fall on us, hide us. We don't want to meet the Lord Jesus. We don't want to meet him. We want to be hidden. So terrified. That's why, boys and girls, the gospel is preached at these conferences. And that's why maybe you wonder sometimes why it seems like the preacher almost gets a little bit excited. He isn't getting excited. He's concerned about your soul. He wants you not to go to that place of eternal punishment. He doesn't want you to have to meet the Lord Jesus as a terrible judge. For you know if you reject Him as your Savior, you'll be a judge, a terrible judge. He wants to be your Savior. And now in Revelation 19, another spot that shows the Lord coming from heaven. And it really shows that we're coming with Him. We'll see that here. We want to read a little bit. Revelation 19 and verse 11. "And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat on him was called Faithful and True." Who do you think this is that's called Faithful and True? Who do you think? The Lord Jesus. That's exactly right. "And his eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written which no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which are in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, clean and white." Who do you think these armies are? Well, I think the angels are going to come too, but I really think this is somebody else. Right. Those of us who have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, because it says they have fine linen, white and clean. Just like earlier in the chapter, in the marriage of the Lamb, in the 8th verse, it says the same thing. So we're going to come. Just think of it, boys and girls. Every one of us that believes in the Lord Jesus, we're going to come with the Lord Jesus when He comes back to judge this world. And later on in the chapter, I'm not going to read it now, it says the beast came with his armies. Think of it, there's a great man in that day that's coming, and he's going to bring all his armies, and he's going to try to fight against the Lord Jesus. That's where this world's going. The world doesn't want the Lord Jesus. When the Lord Jesus comes, they're going to take their armies and they say, "Let's go get rid of him again." But will they be able? No.
says that the Lord Jesus takes that beast and the false prophet and he puts them into the lake of fire, to the lake of fire. And then all those armies that came to fight against the Lord Jesus are going to be slain with the sword of his mouth, the sword of the mouth of the Lord Jesus. Because the Lord Jesus has our breath in his hands, you know that. And so he's going to slay all those armies just like that. Think of it. Do you want to be here on earth when that happens? Or do you want to come back with the Lord Jesus? If you want to come back with the Lord Jesus at that time, you must put your trust in the Lord Jesus. And today is the time. Now, after that, I just want to show you this picture. There's going to be a real wonderful time in this world. This world is full of wars and full of blood and people killing each other. Even in this country, they're killing each other. And in a coming day, when the Lord Jesus comes back, he's going to reign in righteousness and there's going to be peace. And first of all, I want to show you the picture, and then I'm going to read the verse that the picture really is made from. And I want you to tell me, boys and girls, if you've ever seen a picture like, ever seen animals acting like this before. Have you ever seen animals acting like that? You haven't. You seen animals like that? You've seen them, but like this lion over here. That lion, have you ever seen a lion in the zoo? How many have seen a lion in the zoo? Raise your hand. Yeah, I think most of you have. And what do? Do they put little lambs in there with them and cows? No? What would the lion do if it did? Kill it, because he eats meat. He'd... And we've seen in the zoos sometimes, I'm sure, that they throw meat into the lion and he roars and he eats the meat. But it's going to all be changed in a day when the Lord Jesus comes back to this world. It's going to all be changed. And it's going to be maybe a little bit like this we see here. Here's the lion, and he's lying down with a couple calves. And here's a leopard. And he's lying down with a goat, little goat. Here's a bear, and he's with the cow. Here's a wolf and a little lamb together. Why, what's happened? What's happened? The Lord has come. The Lord is reigning. When the Lord comes back, then all the death that those poor animals had to suffer before is going to be done away with. And all the curse of sin that is over creation now is going to be lifted. Think of that day. Won't that be wonderful? That comes from Isaiah 11 and 6 to 9. I wonder if two boys could come up here and hold this while I read that. You'd like to come up? How about you? Okay, you two boys. Hold that right there like that. Now I'm going to read it. Isaiah 11. This is what's going to happen in the day, boys and girls, that we reign over the earth with the Lord Jesus, if we have trusted in him. I'm going to read just from, to save the time because our time is about up, just from the fourth verse. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor and reprove with equity the meek of the earth, and he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth. With the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. Now this is the part about the verse. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. Here's the wolf and the lamb together. And the leopard shall lie down with the kid. Here's the leopard with the little kid. That's a little goat, means. And the calf and the young lion and the fatling together. Here's the calf the calf and the young and the fatling and the lion. And a little child shall lead them. I'm sure that you boys and girls would be afraid to go into a lion's cage right now, wouldn't you? I would too. But in that day, they're not going to be afraid. No, there's going to be a little child leading them. And also, you see here, here's some snakes here. I think that's what it means in verse 8. The little child's going to be playing near those snakes, and they won't do any hurt. They won't do any hurt. Because the Lord Jesus has come back, and the Lord Jesus is going to reign in righteousness. And the Lord Jesus is going to reign, and it's going to be a wonderful place here on earth. And we're going to reign over the earth with the Lord Jesus. Oh, boys and girls, thank you, boys. If you haven't trusted the Lord Jesus yet, do it today. Don't make any more delay, because the coming of the Lord is really near. And it might be too late if you wait till this afternoon. Might be too late if you wait even till noontime. The Lord might come. And then you'd miss all this. You'd just be left for the judgment.